It's the Pinky the Pig Show. Okie dokie, it's me, it's Pinky the Pig. It's time for the Pinky the Pig Show. And I'm here with my excellent friend, Mildred the Moo Moo Cow.
Hi, Pinky. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm great. How are you, sweetheart?
Wonderful. What's going on?
Today is Thoroughly Terrific 7-Minute Thursday.
Yes. So what's going on?
Okay, this is what went down.
Okay,
you know my family, Farmer Tommy and Lady Lynette, they take care of us, and Penelope is 10 years old. She's going to be 11 at the end of the month.
Right.
And her brother Robert is 18, and he doesn't live at home anymore, but he lives really close. He's a welder.
Right. He went to vocational school, and he's also going to learn how to be a plumber as well.
Yeah, he's going to be a jack of all trades. Well, at least two.
Right.
Anyways, he lives really close, but he comes over every Sunday night for dinner.
Right.
But he came again last night.
Oh?
And he had this long talk with Farmer Tommy because he was kind of upset.
Well, what was upsetting him?
Well, in a nutshell, this is what went down. He and his friends were hanging out.
Yeah.
And Robert said something that was really kind of funny with the guys, but he hurt one of the guy's feelings, and the guy he was making fun with didn't think it was so funny.
Oh, he hurt his feelings.
Yeah, but he realized it right away, and then he apologized. And he felt bad because he was trying to be funny, you know, but it's a fine line, you know. You want to be funny, but if you're not sensitive, you could hurt somebody's feelings, and that's what he did, and he apologized. And the guy was cool. He totally said, oh, that's okay, Robert, you know, you're just having fun, no worries.
Okay.
But now, Robert, he's all twisted up about it. He feels just awful that he did it. So he went to Farm Tommy last night. And I wasn't eavesdropping, but a little bit. I was kind of listening.
Okay. Did you learn something?
Yeah, because here's the thing. Robert got more bent out of shape about it than the guy he was teasing.
Yeah. Well, Robert cares. You know, he doesn't want to hurt his friend's feelings. He was just trying to be funny.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you the details because I don't want to embarrass Robert, but it was pretty funny.
Pinky.
Well, yeah. Well, no, I know. I'm just as guilty. And that's the thing. Robert realized that it still bothers him that he made that remark.
Yeah, it was derogatory.
Derogatory?
Well, it was negative, right?
Yeah, it was derogatory. But here's the thing. Farmer Tommy told Robert, let it go, baby. You apologized. The guy said, fine. Why are you still dwelling on it?
Well, I think it's because Robert cares and he's embarrassed.
Yeah, but Farmer Tommy told him that you have to forgive yourself just as much as the guy forgave you. You have to forgive yourself, and you learn for the future that, you know, you're not on stage at an adult comedy act getting paid to make fun of people.
Yeah, it is a fine line, huh?
Yeah, it's a fine line. I know another pig. I've never met her, but I know of her. And she is not nice.
What?
Well, she's from Britain. I'm not saying anything derogatory about the British. I'm just saying this this particular pig is not nice. She's from Britain.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
Okay.
But regardless, Robert felt really bad that he hurt the guy's feelings.
But he learned from it, and now he knows for the future. He's going to check his words before he blurts them out of his mouth because he wants to be more sensitive about the people around him.
Yeah, he learned a big lesson, but he's still pretty upset about it.
Well, Farmer Tommy will help him through it.
Yeah.
Because you cannot dwell on something in the past. It happened. You did it. You did wrong. You apologized. So he must let it go. Otherwise, it's going to eat him up.
Yeah, he'll figure it out.
Yes.
Because otherwise, he's wasting his present moment in time, and the present is a present.
Yes.
And if you keep racking your brain over and over with something negative that you can't do a darn thing about now, you keep racking your brain, you're going to lower your vibration. And then now you're going to have to dig yourself up out of that low vibration and get into a higher vibration, be all shiny bright again.
Yes.
And you know what Lady Lynette says?
What's that?
If you don't have anything nice to say, then don't say anything at all.
Well, yeah, that's Lady Lynette for you.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Yes.
Yeah, that's Lady Lynette for you in a nutshell.
Okay. All right, Pinky, we have to finish the podcast today. A beautiful quote from Mark Twain.
Okay, yes, please.
And Mark Twain said, "Kindness is the language which the deaf can hear and the blind can see."
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kindness is everything.
Yes.
Okay, we'll talk soon. I love you.
I love you.